87.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Booth Announcer Man, and hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT, 1400 AM in sort of sunny, kind of rainy Sandpoint, and 1450 AM KBFI in a very blustery Bonner's Ferry. Today, you can also pick us up on 97.1 FM if that's what you get better at your place of business or at home or your shop or whatever, or even better, online at NorthIdahoRadio.com. In fact, you can go back into archives. Like, say you missed Ricky's Top 10 yesterday and you want to hear our show again, you can go click on the archives and click on that show and listen to it. It was a lot of fun. Perky Smith Hagedon, expert gardener, was our guest host yesterday. We had Ricky's Top 10 Things to Plant this time of year in North Idaho. It was very interesting. So enjoyed it. Anyway, we've got another good one for you today. First up, we'll have a couple of segments with folks from Bonner General Hospital, Bonner General Health, Allie Emsch. He will join us to talk about American Stroke Month. She's an RN and their stroke coordinator at Bonner General Health. We'll also meet Brian from Safe Start. He'll talk about car seat safety. We covered that with Denia Bankson a couple of weeks ago, but they have an event coming up on Saturday. So Brian will tell us what you can expect to see and hear and learn at that event this weekend. And then a little later on today, we'll meet the owners of Davis Market and Cafe. Ross Davis will join us, and I think Jamie might come along as well. We'll see. Anyway, we'll find out what the latest at the Davis Market out in Hope and their recent name change. So looking forward to that. Very, very interesting. There's a local Sandpoint woman who's having a very interesting week. Camille Neuter, I mentioned this yesterday. She has been on the show. She was Sandpoint High School's Distinguished Young Women. Used to be called Junior Miss back when my kids were in school. And she is going to the national finals for Distinguished Young Women. So that's amazing. She's also the co-valedictorian for Sandpoint High School. She's also a main player on the Sandpoint High School girls golf team, which just the other day won the state championship for the first time ever. So what a role Camille is having. And maybe after all of this experience, we'll get her back on the show and talk about all these things. If you want to see her perform at the national finals, you can do it online. I think the easiest thing to do is to call Andrea Wolf, 509-347-6095, 509-347-6095, or you just go to Distinguished Young Women of Sandpoint Distinguished Young Women at gmail.com and find out more about that broadcast that you can check that out. I think it is happening, starts on May 24th, so good luck, Camille, with all of that. Very, very proud of you here in Sandpoint. What else is going on? There is a sip and shop for Bonner Homeless Transitions this evening from 4 to 8 at the Pondere Winery. Enjoy a glass of wine and a slice of pizza. As a percentage of all proceeds during the event, go to Bonner Homeless Transitions, a nonprofit organization that assists families and individuals in need of safe, healthy housing. You can find out more at powine.com. Also, tonight is open mic night at the Long Shot, Boyer and Highway 2, just down the street here from our studios. That goes from 7 until 10. Let's see. Oh, tomorrow evening is live from 525, which is the festival office, 525 Pine Street. Harold's IGA and Justin Landis will be performing. There's only 30 tickets being sold for, you know, safe distancing inside our in-office studios. So go to festival@sandpoint.com and buy your ticket now if it's not already sold out. There will be a beer and wine available and a donation bar and stuff like that. So be a lot of fun, and you can't go wrong with Harold's IGA and Justin Landis. Festival at sandpoint.com. And let's see, also tomorrow is live jazz at the Winery. Arthur Goldblum and Peter Lucht will be performing as the Bright Moments duo. Saturday, this is good for all you gardeners out there, the Bonner County Historic Museum is having their annual plant sale fundraiser. It's featuring Virginia Overland's legendary heirloom tomato starts, for all you tomato fans, as well as a large variety of garden goodies and beautiful flowers. All proceeds benefit the Bonner County History Museum. It's held out in front of the museum in Lakeview Park, 8:30 until 2:30 Saturday. And the museum will not be open this Saturday because everybody will be outside working. You can find out more at bonnercountyhistory.org. Don't forget Sandpoint Farmers Market's happening every Saturday now through September at Farm and Park in the heart of downtown Sandpoint. It runs from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. There's a Healing Garden open house. The volunteers at the Healing Garden an open hour from 10 a.m. until 3 a.m. There'll be music, refreshments. The Bonner General Health kitchen staff will be doing the refreshments. Garden art painted by local artists. Check out the Healing Garden by Bonner General Health this Saturday. And let's see, what else is there? There's a USA Dance is hosting a Dance into the Summer event from 7 to 9 at the Ponderay Event Center. That is a Saturday evening. And this weekend at the Panada, Shakespeare in Love. Just $5 a ticket to see the 1998 classic winner of 7 Academy Awards, Panada Theater. You go to panada.org for more info on that. All right, we're going to take our first break, and then we'll come back. We'll have our Bonner General Health segments for this week and more. So stick around.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. You'll love the Soulshine Bistro with its wonderful food selection plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Under the Sun is an eclectic gift shop and home decor store with the most unique merchandise under the sun. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique with many hand-picked items. Under the Sun is open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, Service Manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. For this month, we will continue offering our front-end alignment starting at $59.95, and to make sure you're ready for summer travel and fun, AC services starting at $99 plus Freon. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment, 263-4212. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Come see us at Gun Club Road in Sagal, Pierce Auto Center.
2x2 is the new daily draw game from the Idaho Lottery featuring double prizes on Tuesdays with any 7-day multi-draw ticket. Plus, get a free weekly grand ticket when you purchase a 7-day multi-draw 2x2 ticket during May. That's $7 for 7 days. 7 for 7 would have been a good name. And with that double prize every Tuesday, you could call it Taco Tuesdays.
Dude, the name of the game is 2x2.
People love tacos.
Benefiting Idaho public schools and buildings. Play wise.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and, like, hugged me. And held me while I, like, was literally sobbing. And she just said, it's going to be okay. We don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked, and we've saved her eye. This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way you could have paid for treatment back home if we had to. We can come here, and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. I'm Bob Witte, by the way. I didn't say that in the opener, just in case you're new around here. And we are joined by Allie Empsch, who's an RN and stroke coordinator at Bonner General Health. Allie, you've been on the show before. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
It's great to have you here. What is a stroke coordinator? What exactly do you do?
It's just another role for an RN that you coordinate all the things related to stroke at the hospital. So patients, when they come in with a stroke, you have to make sure that we're following certain guidelines, making sure the nurses know how to follow certain protocols, making sure we're up to date with, you know, the most important information that's out there.
So if you say you're just feeling fine and you're sitting around and all of a sudden you don't feel so fine, and what are the signs are that you are having a stroke? I mean, what should I be aware of if weird things start happening to me?
So it's kind of in the stroke world, it's kind of evolved. It used to be FAST. We'd tell everybody face, arm, speech, time, the acronym. So face, if you notice you have any facial drooping, your arms, you have any weakness or numbness to your arms. Speech, you have any difficulty with slurred speech, difficulty understanding speech, and then time means it's very important that you get to a hospital urgently. But we've also incorporated the BFAST to go along with it. So B stands for balance.
Okay.
So if you have some coordination issues, you start to all of a sudden feel dizzy. And then eyes, if you have any changes in your vision, loss of vision in the middle, blurred vision, double vision, and that's a sudden onset for you. Those are things that we need to, that you need to come to the hospital urgently for.
You mentioned all those symptoms, and I think just about everybody listening to this is thinking, well, I get dizzy every once in a while, or, you know, I'm getting older, I'm not as coordinated as I used to be. Can you have, like, little mini strokes and not know it?
That's a great question, yes. There's another symptom. It's called TIAs, where it's a transient ischemic attack. So it's an episode in your brain where you do have a loss of blood supply, but then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But having that episode is really important that you still follow up with your primary care doctor, even if it goes away, because same as a heart attack, you know, if you have chest pain, that could be a precursor to a large heart attack. Same thing as a brain attack or a stroke. You know, if you have one of those TIAs, that is something telling you you might be at risk for a stroke. So it's very important you get to the hospital. Or, you know, if you're not concerned enough to go to the emergency department, certainly follow up with your primary care doctor and say, hey, I think I have these things going on. I also have some risk factors such as high blood pressure. Those are things that you want to be medically managed by your primary care doctor.
And that medical management, what does that entail? What can a person do if they feel like, well, maybe I've had a little mini stroke now that she's described it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something you can do to prevent it coming back? I mean, is there something you should eat or take? So
there's risk factors that we can control. So when you're a diabetic, making sure your blood sugar is under control. When you have high blood pressure, making sure that your blood pressure is under control. Those are really big medical risk factors that when you talk to your primary care doctor, you're getting the medication you need, you're following a diet regimen. But there's also things that you can do. You can increase your activity level. If you're obese, you know, get your weight down to a controllable level. Eat a healthy diet. And also managing stress. That's a huge one. And a couple other things, too. If you have atrial fibrillation, it's where your heart kind of beats irregularly. That's something you need to follow with your primary care doctor. Cholesterol levels, those are things that could be medically managed. We call those things modifiable risk factors. So if you smoke, quit. If you drink excessively, control that. Those are things that we can do. There's other risk factors, though, things that we can't modify. How old we are, what race, what gender, those kinds of things, you know, those are out of our control, but you still need to be medically managed.
Yeah, if you're older, don't say get younger because it's not going to happen.
That would be very difficult.
You can change your clothes and fashion and stuff, get a haircut or whatever, but it's not happening. In your FAST description, the last one was time. How critical is it that you, if you're having a stroke, that you have someone, you know, either call an ambulance or have someone take you to the emergency? What do you guys do there to help that patient?
So you have, you know, in the medical field, we talk about the golden hour. If you get to the hospital, the time starts urgently. When you get to the hospital, there is a certain amount of time that we need to get you to CAT scan. We need to have you evaluated by a doctor. We need to do a exam to see where your deficit is, your neurological deficit. All these things need to happen at an hour, and they're pushing times to 45 minutes now. So the sooner you can get to the hospital and we can get all those things checked out to see if you're a candidate for a medication that can help dissolve that clot in your brain. It's called a thrombolytic.
Oh.
So that's why there is such a sense of urgency. Not every person qualifies for the clotbusting medication, but it is something that's FDA approved that if you get to the hospital, if you qualify, it can save the salvageable tissue in your brain.
So is a stroke ever permanent, or does it always just go away with this treatment, or what are the long-term ramifications?
There's two different types of stroke. You have one stroke where it's a blood clot related to a clot that goes into your brain. So you lose blood supply on that spot of your brain. Then there's a hemorrhagic stroke where, you know, say somebody has high blood pressure, then the spot in your brain, the vessel actually bursts. So two different types. For the burst type of stroke, that doesn't happen as often. And sometimes those are not as salvageable. That brain tissue, unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do to save that. It's a surgical intervention. But the ischemic types of stroke, those strokes are medication, you know, you can receive the medication to help with that. And 87% of strokes are that type, the ischemic strokes.
Gotcha. So it is Stroke Awareness Month or American Stroke Month this month. What does that mean in...
May is just Stroke Awareness Month. We get out there and try to make sure people are aware of what stroke symptoms are, what to do if you have a stroke. Know that there are things that you can do to modify your risk factors. You know, heart attacks and brain attacks are very similar. You know, a lot of times if you have risk factors, those are things you can control. And we just really want people to take control of their lifestyle and their health and do the best that they can.
And it says in my notes that I have right in front of me that you wanted to talk about the Telestroke program. What is that?
So at Bonner General Emergency Department, we partner with Providence Telestroke Network, which is a group of physicians that are specialized in treating strokes. So it works. It's a really cool system that we have. I'm not sure. Everybody has an iPhone, I'm sure. So it's similar to doing FaceTime with a physician, but it's in real time. It's all encrypted information.
Mm.
But these physicians are experts in the field of stroke. So they're really good at helping to guide the physicians, the emergency department physicians, on whether or not the patient needs the TPA, the clot-busting medication. And they also help make sure that the patients go to the appropriate level of care. So most of our stroke patients go to Sacred Heart because, again, it's a Providence network.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a really neat access to care that we have at Bonner General Health. We're really lucky to have that.
So you mentioned to me that you're always willing to come on the show because you work at night, you do the night shift,
yep.
And I appreciate you, you know, giving up your sleep or your personal time to come and do this. When you're working the night shift, what are your duties? Are you just helping all kinds of patients, or do you just work with stroke patients, or how does that work?
I work as the night shift supervisor, so I'm there at night to, you know, just kind of make sure that things are going the way they need to. I'm an RN, so, mm-hmm. you know, if I need to jump into the emergency department and help, I definitely do that. We're really hands-on. I go to the ICU, help them there, go just kind of making sure that everybody has what they need.
Mm-hmm.
My duties at night are a little different than when I'm the stroke coordinator. When I'm the stroke coordinator, I go through and I audit charts and make sure everybody has the education they need. I work with the physicians, make sure that, you know, we're on our time frames of where we need to be for medications and stuff like that.
And, you know, and everybody at Bonner General did so great during the pandemic. You know, there were so many loose questions. There was so much that we didn't know. And then, of course, the vaccines did a great job of running that vaccine clinic. We haven't talked about it in weeks. Are you seeing much COVID going through the hospital right now, or are things leveled out pretty good?
I think things level out. We still have a lot of people who come in with questions. We still are trying our best to keep people isolated that mm-hmm. need to be. It goes in peaks and valleys. Sometimes you hear that, oh yeah, we had, you know, 3 COVID patients, and then, you know, other times we'll have none for a while.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple admits that are on the floor that need to be watched, and then we won't have any for a while. So it just kind of waxes and wanes.
Yeah. And I know I personally was really grateful to get the vaccine at Bonner General.
Absolutely.
And just such a great relief and just feel so much more confidence. I highly suggest it for everybody, and they're available everywhere, and they're free. So
yes,
you might as well do it. Anything else on the stroke front that you want to mention today?
Nope. Just I want to make sure everybody knows that we take it very seriously at the hospital when you come in with stroke risk factors, and not every stroke is the same. So if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out.
And I've mentioned it 100 times in the last few years, but you have a great website. It's bonnergeneral.org, and it answers all your questions. There's a hotline, phone numbers there, and any other questions about strokes, you can probably find your information there. Allie, thanks so much for joining us. Now take a nap and get back to work.
Okay, perfect. We'll do.
All right. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, Mark will join us. Brian will join us. He is from Safe Start. Talk about car seat safety, and there's an event going on at Bonner General this Saturday that if you're interested in car seat safety or you have grandchildren or what have you, you want to stay tuned and listen. We'll be right back.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
The new Coeur d'Alene Gun Show, sponsored by Lewis Clark Trader, is coming to the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Coeur d'Alene Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Native American artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the Coeur d'Alene Gun Show at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
You can't be an outlaw without breaking a few rules. It's our new independent three-link suspension and the feel of 1,000 cc's of turf-defying power. It's a tougher-than-nails attitude that leaves a clean cut and every other mower in its wake. There's a new class of outlaws in Bad Boy Country. Rule breakers, everyone.
Your exclusive North Idaho Bad Boy mower dealer is Jordan Sales and Service, 3200 West Southeast Way in Post Falls, or on the web at jordansales.com.
The Idaho RV Super Show is finally here. It is the largest RV sale to hit the Northwest in years, and it's happening at the Post Falls Greyhound Event Center. All the top-selling travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes will be on full display at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls. Luxury motorhomes discounted up to $100,000. Gas and diesel Class C motorhomes starting at just $589 a month. Bunkhouse travel trailers with slides starting at just $169 a month. And luxury fifth wheels starting at just $289 a month. The first time ever. All number one selling brands in one location at the Post Falls Greyhound Event Center. Competing for your business. Hundreds of RVs on display with factory reps on site. Top dollar paid for trades. And special lender financing with banks and credit unions fighting for your business. It's the Idaho RV Super Show. Going on now at the Greyhound Event Center in Post Falls, Idaho.
Payments based on 20% plus tax and license down. 5.99% APR OAC at 180 months, 240 months.
According to recent statistics, more people are listening to the radio than ever before. Radio reaches nearly 90% of every age demographic. And these days, with extended listening hours, we're bound to reach your target demo. Let radio reach your customers or help you find new crew members. Let us know how North Idaho's radio can help. Click the contact tab at our website, northidahoradio.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Radio. I'm Bob Witte along with you. It is North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined by Brian from CarSafe. What do you call that company?
We're out of Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, okay.
And our nonprofit is called Safe Start.
Safe Start.
Yep.
And you are wearing a black T-shirt that says North Idaho Car Seat Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
So what exactly do you guys do?
So we at Safe Start, we got our start about 10 years ago, and we were actually founded as Inland Northwest SIDS Foundation.
Okay.
And we did safe sleep education. And about 5 years ago, we had a very fortuitous meeting with Idaho's Director of Child Passenger Safety. And she said, well, there's not really anybody doing the child passenger safety gig up in North Idaho. It'd be a perfect, you know, thing for you guys to get into because you guys do safe sleep. We did prevention education work.
Gotcha.
So it's something that we understood. And so my wife, who is actually the director of Safe Start, who I actually work for. It's awesome to work with your wife, by the way. heavy sarcasm on that. But she
– No comment.
Yeah. Right. She said – she goes, hey, why don't you go become – get certified in car seats? And well, that sounds really kind of awful. So I had no interest in doing it, but I got to go out of town. I got a trip, and I did it, and it turns out something about it I just love. And so in the last 4 years, we've built our program up to we're the busiest check site in the state of Idaho. We have about 16, 17 car seat techs that work with us here in North Idaho, and we distribute couple hundred seats a year around North Idaho to all of our families who, you know, might not be able to afford or have an option to get a safe seat for their kiddo to ride in. So we help them out. We educate them, talk about safe use, how to properly use it. We help them install it in their car. And then they leave our check events. So like the one we're going to do Saturday or at our office, they leave with brand new seats for their kids and the education to know how to use them properly. So
if you can't afford a car seat or no one gave it to you for your, you know, your baby party, whatever, the baby shower, I guess they call them, that you can get one from free from you guys.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's kind of a crazy time in North Idaho right now with, all the articles that are coming out in the newspapers and everybody moving here. And we have a lot of, you know, good, you know, North Idaho working families that are getting, you know, kind of the short end of the stick, getting displaced. And, you know, it can be really tough for a lot of our families up here. So, you know, and buying a new car seat, it's anywhere from $100 to $300 proposition.
Wow.
So, we have them. We have two amazing funders with the State of Idaho Office of Highway Safety. And then we just received a grant from Buckle Up for Life, and that allows us to buy car seats that we are able to give out. And all a family has to do is come to a check event. It takes about 30 minutes per kid. We do a quick, you know, education. Hey, this is how you use it. This is how we install it properly. This is how we get your kiddo in the seat. And then they leave there and they got brand new seats for their kids.
And instruct them on, you know, as the kid grows and develops, you know,
absolutely,
what certain weights you can,
yep,
make some adjustments or go to a booster seat or turn them around or,
yeah,
what,
yeah,
have you.
Totally.
So is it a mistake for a new family to just like go to a box store and buy the cheapest car seat they can find and just assume everything's okay?
So that's a great question. And no, so it's not a mistake in and of itself, right? So any seat that you can buy commercially available in the U.S. is going to be a perfectly safe seat.
Okay,
they all
good.
Have to pass the same crash test. So if a family goes to, let's say, Walmart.
New ones. Right.
What was that?
New
seats, yes.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on used,
yeah,
or seats that we get off Facebook. Those, I call those junk seats. If you have seats like that, come see me at the check event. We'll trade you out for brand new seats.
Good to know.
Yes. We want to know that the chain of custody of that seat from when it was bought. Just make sure it hasn't been in an accident, hasn't been abused, hasn't been, you know, left out in a North Idaho winter. You know, all that stuff can kind of, you know, can stress the plastic and the other parts of that car seat. So when we really need it to perform,
mm-hmm,
you know, we can't be guaranteed it's going to work like it should. So if somebody comes to our check event and they say, well, yeah, I got this seat off Facebook, I'm going to say, you know what? Let's sit down. I'm going to trade you out for a brand new seat, and we're going to show you how to use it, and you're going to leave here. And I can guarantee you, if you need this seat to do what it's supposed to do because you're in a wreck, it's going to be able to do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's really, really important because the car seats that were made – 30, 40 years ago. I'm sure there were no regulations back then. They were just whoever could crank out the cheapest car seat and hope to sell a bunch of them. So very, very important that you, the ones that you have, maybe somebody gave you or donated, you get that checked out by an expert like yourself, and if they need to replace it, you'll replace it. The event is this Saturday at Bonner General Health from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it says on my flyer here that you need to register. Why is that, and how do you do that?
Okay, so we have a team of, I think we have 8 techs coming, so we're going to be running 4 different check lanes. So we would like people to register just so we can kind of space them out, and we know,
gotcha,
and we kind of know who's coming. So they can register at
sandpointcarseat.eventbrite.com.
There you go. That's one way. You can also call 208-263-1441, extension 3212, and you can register that way, or you can text my cell phone. So my personal cell phone number is 208-582-6702. Send me a text. I'll take care of getting you. Like, we're trying to get rid of as many boundaries as we can, right? Like, all we want is, we want families to come out, bring their kids down. Let's make sure your kiddos are safe, you know? And let's have some fun, because our car seat checks are fun. Bring your kids. We got color books. We got crayons.
Oh, good.
We have people coming to play with the kids and stuff like that. So, yeah, we have a good time. So we want people to come out. Want them to leave with their kids safe. And, yeah.
So do you have to live in Sandpoint to participate? Can you live in Bonner's Ferry or Moye or anywhere else in North Idaho?
We do not care where you live. If you can get down to us, I don't care if you live in Canada, you know? Like,
Canadians can't get down to
us. Okay,
right,
they can't. But yeah, like, we do not care. Like, we're in this for the kids. Mm-hmm. We have amazing funding partners, and I can give a seat to anybody in the U.S. So
that's great.
Yep.
So it's great that you get funded like that.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful program.
Again, so if you know someone who's expecting, or you are expecting, or you have a little one, or you have an old car seat, or you have kids or grandkids who are about to, or you know that their car seat's probably not practicing the safest car seat safety.
Yeah.
You'd want to, it's free.
And totally free.
You could end up with a brand new car seat, and at least you'll be educated on how to properly do it. Again, it's at the Bonner General Health in the Health Services Building, 423 North 3rd Avenue, right down the road, right down the street from McDuff's Beer Hall. Most people know where that is. My bike finds its way there all the time. And for more, you need to register just so that you have an appointment, so you're not just standing around. 263-1441, 263-1441, extension 3212, or you can go to sandpointcarseat.eventbrite.com, sandpointcarseat.eventbrite.com. So, Brian, is this what you do all the time?
A lot of my job is car seat safety. It's the favorite part of my job. I just love car seats.
Do you have kids?
I have a son who's 17 and a half.
Is he still in a car seat?
He is not. And it's funny because I don't even remember what car seat he was in.
Yeah.
And it was just – it's something that I just never thought I'd be in. And like I said, my wife said, you want to get certified? I said, no, that sounds horrible. But I got to go – she's like, well, you got to go out of town. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm not coming with you. I get to go unchaperoned for like 3 days, and she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So I went, right? And I just loved it. I just think the engineering side and what we can do to protect kids nowadays is just the coolest. And so that's kind of how we got into car seats. So I spent a lot of my time doing car seats. We are a pretty small organization at Safe Start. We do a ton. There's two of us on a really active board.
Gotcha.
So I also do the website. I do any graphic design. That flyer was mine. We kind of do whatever we need to do to get our prevention education out in car seat and safe sleep. And we also teach a class online in infant and child CPR and baby care. We're all about kids. We're all about prevention education. We don't charge for anything. We just want people to come out, get the education. We have the tools through our awesome grant partners to, come down, come see us. Now, if you can't make an appointment, it's totally fine. If there's something that comes up and you're not able to do it, we don't care. We would love it to just help us out a little bit, but I don't care. I just want people to bring their kids down. Let's make sure your kids are safe. And if we can make them safer, we'll make them safer.
Again, it's at Bonner General Health in the heart of downtown Sandpoint this Saturday, 11 to 2. You can text Brian directly, the number he gave you, or call 263-1441. Extension 3212, or go to sandpointcarseat.eventbrite.com and get registered or just get more information if that's what you're after. Brian, it's got to be very fulfilling for you to have this job and knowing that you're helping out families and kids. And my hat's off to you, and hopefully you have a great weather and a great event on Saturday.
Thank you. We always have great events. We did an event at Sandpoint Head Start about two months ago in a blizzard, and it was great. We gave out 24 seats in about 3 hours, and it was a blizzard, and we had a blast. Everyone had a blast. So
sounds good.
We always have fun.
Well, it's nice meeting you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me.
We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll meet the owners of a Davis Market and Cafe, and the Davises, I believe, are here, and we'll find out what's going on out in Hope, so stick around.
The Pet Patrol and Trading Post can now be found at our website, NorthIdahoRadio.com. If you have lost or have found an animal, just log on to NorthIdahoRadio.com and click on the Pet Patrol tab. The Trading Post, brought to you by Co-op Gas and Supply, is also available to view and post on our web outlet. The Pet Patrol and Trading Post, a service of North Idaho's radio, KSPT KBFI, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Accidents happen, but your P1FCU debit account can help you pick up the pieces. P1FCU Perks, powered by Bazing, offers cell phone protection, up to two $400 claims per year. Does your debit card do that? Just pay your cell phone bill from your preferred or PowerPlus debit account and you're covered. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Only available with P1FCU preferred or PowerPlus debit accounts. Insured by NCUA.
You already know that Sweet Lou's is the place to dine and watch sports. It's also a great place to work, and both Sweet Lou's locations are now hiring for the summer season ahead. There's openings for cooks, prep cooks, servers, and bussers. Health and dental benefits are available. Apply online today at SweetLou'sIdaho.com. Located on Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Ponderay. Now's the time to secure your summer employment. Apply online for either location by going to SweetLou'sIdaho.com.
Wonder who is coming to Northern Quest? Yes, Roger Daltrey, that's who. At BECU Live, September 1st, Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts. Get tickets now at northernquest.com.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. I wanted to take the time to identify some of the practices that make Taylor & Sons unique when considering our business for your automotive sales or repair needs. Taylor & Sons is constantly fine-tuning our operation to provide expediency and professional service in both our sales and repair facility. These conveniences are evidenced by tools such as accurate online listings of in-stock vehicles, remote appraisal of potential trade-ins, and defined processes to limit the time you must spend in the dealership. Our service department is stacked with some of the best local talent in automotive repair and management, and all of the work is performed in the cleanest modern repair facility available in the area. Finally, in the latter part of 2020, Taylor & Sons has introduced our Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every new Chevrolet and late model pre-owned vehicle now comes with the security of a 10-year or 150,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exclusions apply, but talk with any of our sales staff for all the details. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right. We are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday, and we have Ross and Jamie Davis with us from the Davis Market out in Hope. Everybody knows where that is. You just have to drive by it at some point in your life. You don't have to, but on your way to, you know, Sam Owen, or just out to Hope or Clark Fork or Montana, going to go right by their market. And, well, welcome to the show, you guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
And you guys have recently changed the name of Davis Market to?
Davis Market and Cafe, because it was Davis Grocery and Mercantile.
Gotcha. That's what I thought.
Right. We added a full-service cafe to the store, and most of our customers have been calling it Davis Market for quite some time. And,
mm-hmm.
and we said, okay, let's not fight it anymore and just be, you know, part of the community is what we're trying to be anyway. So we just settled with them and said Davis Market and added the cafe and just went together.
So for folks who've stopped there, you know, to pick up a six-pack or some chips or, you know, have breakfast or whatever, how is the market and cafe different than it was before?
So before, when we had just kind of a sandwich shop and a few baked goods and espresso. Now we installed a big, 3-foot griddle so we can... And exhaust hood and all that. So we have a full kitchen now that we didn't have before. And and now we can do pancakes and burgers and grilled cheese sandwiches and stuff like that, quickly, rather than trying to do it on electric, which was...
So is it breakfast and lunch?
Breakfast and lunch, yeah. And Benedict's are amazing.
I was just going to ask, so what are you guys specializing in, anything in particular? And you said Benedict's with in plural.
Yeah.
How many different Benedict's do you have?
So we have a traditional Benedict. We have a vegetarian one with, like, avocado. And then my favorite is the trout Benedict.
Mm, that sounds good.
Also, our chef, her dad is really good at smoking meats. So every once in a while, he'll come down and grab several pounds of it and take it home and smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
So then we'll have specials here and there with the smoked trout Benedict, which is it's a lot like having smoked salmon Benedict, just not without the price tag.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds great. So what other menu items are you featuring now?
Our burgers are also super amazing. So we have a double cheeseburger, which is popular with the local guys, and then a classic burger, and mushroom Swiss is my favorite. So lots of really yummy burgers and salads and wraps.
Gosh, and other sandwiches?
Yeah. We have a secret menu. So we still have some locals that really loved our sandwiches. So if they remember the name of the sandwich and they come in and they ask for it, you'll make that happen.
Yeah.
But we don't advertise that. Well, now I just did advertise that menu.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a secret. We're not telling anybody, but we're on the radio.
But
right
I'm
now.
On the radio telling everyone.
Right. Yeah, our chef is really, her name is April Allen, and she's just, she set up the whole menu and everything, but she's so accommodating that if there's any substitutions or, I want the club sandwich, but I don't want it grilled or toasted, no problem, any kind of substitutions in omelets or whatever, like she's, and she'll do breakfast all day. So
breakfast all day.
You can go in at, so our sit down part of the cafe closes at 3 o'clock, but, she wanted to, since she was in the kitchen doing prep in the evening anyways, that she's like, well, I can still make people burgers if they take them to go, because we don't have a waitress or any wait staff on in the evening. So you can always call in and go, hey, can you make me a pepper jack burger? And, sure. Or, you can even get Eggs Benedict at 6 o'clock at night and just call it in or just come in and order it and take it to go. No problem. She's just so accommodating.
Well, then she took it a step further. So then people were like, well, I want to get this Benedict at 6:30, but I'm happy to take it to go, but I want to eat it here. So then they'll get there to go, and then they'll sit out on the deck, and they'll still enjoy the store.
I was just going to say, when my daughter and I ate out there, we took it out, and we sat out on the deck, and it was beautiful. You know, you have the highway, but you have the lake right there, the views. That, I mean, it's hope.
Right.
So it's great. Speaking of which, a lot of people listening to this have probably driven by it sometime and weren't sure, if they're not very familiar with Hope, where to get off the highway and get to you guys. What do you suggest?
Well, you can do either exit. So there's that bridge. So before you get to the bridge, there's like the Highway 200 business mm-hmm. that you can
business
do.
Business 200, yeah.
Business 200 ramp. So you can do that and go the long way past the ice house.
Mm-hmm.
But the direct exit is on Centennial. So you'll see the Memorial Community Center on the left-hand side, and you just turn left there.
So you would go, basically you drive past the market and cafe,
right.
yeah. and then take the next left and come yeah. back. And it's mm-hmm. it's really, I'm making it sound harder than it is. It's very,
right.
very
so
convenient.
So when you come down, you know, the locals call it the bridge to nowhere. When you come down, that, you know, it looks like you're going to drive into the water. When you come around and you'll see the old school building on your left-hand side, and we're sandwiched in between the school building and the post office. And then you go, oh, that means I need to take the next left here.
There you
just
go.
Kind of circle back. So
mile marker 46, to be exact.
There you go.
So is the market part like a convenience store? Is it like a mini supermarket? How do you describe that?
So I think of it like it's a little bit more than a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have, you know, half gallons of milk and not like 8-ounce little deals.
Gotcha.
You know? So we have half gallons of milk and, you know, dairy. We have fresh produce. We have a lot of like frozen foods, you know, like pizzas and mm-hmm. chicken nuggets and things in family-sized bags. So it's not, you know, single-serve things that you would find in a convenience store. You know, and get bags of flour in. Baked good, you know, items for baking, you know, at home, and box of cereal and stuff instead of the small individual things you'd find at like a gas station or something.
Yes, so you can just, you know, pick up some chips or cookies and a soda or whatever.
Absolutely.
But you have much more where you basically have everything you need for cooking a meal at home and feeding the kids and so on and so forth. So that's great and much needed in the area. I hope there, rather than driving all the way back into town. Are you finding that a lot of locals do their shopping with you?
So what we envisioned with the store was that, you know, we'd have groceries that most people would still continue to do their big shopping in town mm-hmm. or even in Coeur d'Alene. So we're the, like, if you forgot your bread or milk
Perfect.
Or like, you know, I just need orange juice or something. So we're a miniature grocery, and we find that that's usually where people use us for their shopping.
It's yeah.
not a huge order, although some people do. Like when they come to the condos, they'll just do all their shopping at our store. But for the most part, it's like if they forgot something.
So as I recall, last time I was there, there's a few tables indoors to eat. Have you expanded on that?
Yeah, so we actually took we moved our checkout counter
okay.
that was in the front. We moved it to the back of the store so that we could create space for a few more tables, like in the
Good.
Grocery side of
Good
the
move.
The place. Because we had to you know, part of that reason was to comply with the COVID restrictions of having enough spaces between tables.
Yeah,
and so I think once you know, we get things a little bit closer to back to normal, we'll be able to squeeze a few more tables in there, you know.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people haven't thought of during the COVID restrictions. What did the teeny places do? Because they just didn't have a lot of room. So, yeah, I think we're getting through it, and it's looking like it's going to be another big tourist season ahead, and that's got to be a chunk of your business as well.
We hope so. So what's so funny, we opened in 2018,
mm-hmm.
and our plan was to open in June, but the previous occupant wasn't able to get out until the end of August. So we missed that summer. And then we're like, okay, 2019 is going to be it. And then they closed the road to our store. And then we're
yeah.
like, okay, 2020, that's our year. And then we all know what happened then. So this is actually going to be our first real summer.
Well, you're still here and you're making it through
yeah,
all of
incredible.
That adversity. So I
yeah.
think things are looking bright. We're just about out of time, but real quick, what are your hours for the store and the cafe?
So we just switched to our summer hours. So we'll be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week.
Oh, gotcha. And
seven,
the cafe
seven,
as
seven.
Well?
Yeah,
7 days
so
a week?
Yeah, 7 days a week, but they'll take us down at 3 o'clock, you know, and
mm-hmm.
then become to-go orders after that.
Jamie Ross, Davis Market and Cafe, thanks for joining us. And
thank you.
We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
That's North Idaho Thursday for today. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.